This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson, excuse me, dictating cardiology consultation on patient Evans, E-V-A-N-S, first name is Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, date of birth, October 9th, 1956, date of evaluation, December 11th, 2025, the chief complaint, 69-year-old African-American female with work-related injury. The HBI. The patient is a 69-year-old female who reports arm and neck injuries dating to 1998 period. Over time, her symptoms had worsened. Despite multiple surgeries, period. She further describes having symptoms of an ulna neuropathy and is anticipated to have surgery, period. She reports ongoing neck pain, which is bilateral and radiates to her back, period. She further reports symptoms of sciatica, period. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number, chronic pain, next number, overweight. Past surgical history, carpal tunnel release times two, rotator cuff surgery, next number, trigger, next number, epidural, next number, trigger point injections. The medications, atenolol 50 milligrams one daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams one daily, meloxicam 1Q12, Cymbalta BID, ibuprofen 800 milligrams PRN, lidoderm patches 5% apply PRN, allergies, penicillin, and morphine, family history, multiple family members to include mother, father, cousins, all with diabetes, as is a brother, period. Social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems. She reports occasional edema, genitourinary. She has frequency of nocturia. Psychiatric, she has insomnia. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 140/73, pulse 62, respiratory rate 20, height 64 inches, weight 206 pounds. In general, she's a mildly obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam reveals tenderness of the neck on rotation, period. Neurologic, there is decreased grip strength on the right, period. The data review, ECG, reveals sinus rhythm 61 beats per minute, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 69-year-old female who is seen preoperatively, period. she had been referred by Dr. Morley for further evaluation, as she is scheduled for further evaluation, as noted. The patient has hypertension, which is poorly controlled, period, evading lab work, as noted, signed Dr. Wellington Ferguson.